There was no R or D after anyone's name in this April Supreme Court election, but there was little doubt about where the candidates stood. Consider who was backing them. Justice Annette Ziegler's campaign manager also ran the GOP's gubernatorial campaign just months earlier. And Linda Clifford had the endorsements of several prominent Democrats, including First Lady Jessica Doyle. A study of the results suggests voters also made the connection. Herbert Kritzer is a professor of law at William Mitchell College in Minnesota and a professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Kritzer compared the correlation between county-by-county results for the high court to the most recent race for governor.
This last election produced the strongest partisan pattern that I've seen in Wisconsin. And I've been looking at results back to the around World War II.
What that basically means is that in Democratic strongholds, people voted for Clifford like she was a Democrat. And in GOP strongholds, voters backed Ziegler in much the same way that they would support a declared Republican.
Voters tend to speak negatively about partisanship and parties, but they turn to that information when it comes time to make decisions, particularly in relatively low visibility elections.
Kritzer says not every court election will necessarily behave this way. For example, the 1999 race for Supreme Court showed very little partisan correlation. In the upcoming court race, conservatives are still looking for a candidate to run against Justice Butler, who was appointed to his seat by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.